إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلن تجد له وليا مرشدا أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن سيدنا وحبيبنا محمد بن عبد الله ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله الطيبين الطاهرين وأصحابه ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين وبعد. We give praise and thanks to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, our creator, sustainer, the one who has blessed us with countless of his favors and bounties. And we send salutation on our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah's final messenger to mankind. Indeed, my brothers and sisters, the greatest status that any human being can attain is that of ubudiyyatulillah, servitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us in the Quran, Subhanalladhi asra bi abdihi laylan minal masjid al harami ila al masjid al aqsa. In this verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us, glory be to the one who has taken his servant and his slave from the Masjid al-Haram, the sacred mosque, to the distant mosque. And Al-Qurtubi rahimahullah, in explaining this verse, he mentioned, if there was a better, a nobler characteristic, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would refer it to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam at this point. So the best status that we can achieve is that of ubudiyyah. As a matter of fact, it is the purpose why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created us. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us, وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ. And I have not created jinn and men except that they worship me. Worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we know that. But my brothers and sisters, today inshallah, we will spend some time in some of the qualities of one of the beauty and uniqueness of this religion is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not build a human being to just stand up in prayer, give zakah, fast the month of Ramadan, and make hajj. As Muslims, as believers in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as human beings, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guides us to some qualities that make an individual. Not just we are Muslims, we are believers when we stand before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. No, my brothers and sisters, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us this relationship between himself, a man, and his Rabb. Between Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and a man. And a relationship between ourselves and our fellow human being. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us in Surah Furqan, وَعِبَادُ رَحْمَنِ الَّذِينَ يَمْشُونَ عَلَى الْأَرْضِ هَوْنًا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala telling us about the qualities of the Ibad Rahman. And here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not start off with prayer. He did not start off with fasting and zakah and hajj, but he started off with our relationship with human beings. How do we walk on the face of this earth? He mentioned, وَعِبَادُ رَحْمَانِ الَّذِينَ يَمْشُونَ عَلَى الْأَرْضِ هَوْنًا. They walk with complete humility. That is how we Muslims should behave. Humble. We should not have arrogance and pride in ourselves. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants the first quality and characteristic of being a good servant of the Most Merciful is that of having humbleness in ourselves. So we should humble ourselves before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We should show meekness and humbleness to our fellow human beings. We should not be arrogant. We should not be boastful. We should not have pride in ourselves. Because what happened? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us in other part of the Quran, when Luqman was giving his son advice, he said, وَلَا تَمْشِي فِي الْأَرْضِ مَرَحَا. Do not walk arrogantly on the face of this earth. Do not walk arrogantly on the face of this earth. So my brothers and sisters, when we behave arrogantly, it comes back to harm ourselves. It comes back to harm ourselves. So let us be humble servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala continue, وَإِذَا خَاطَبَهُمُ الْجَاهِلُونَ قَالُوا سَلَامًا. When the ignorant one addressed them, they say salam. And the scholars say this verse here, it mentioned ignorant, it does not mean that they are uneducated. So they are just ignorant, and we should be careful, my brothers and sisters, especially the young ones, those going to schools, you may hear things. We say salam and we pass on. Our fellow Muslim brothers may say something that offend us. We say salam and we pass on. We do not retaliate. As they say, a good Muslim does not hold vengeance in his heart. We forgive and we overlook. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned, أَلَّذِينَ يَبِيتُونَ لِرَبِّهِمْ سُجَّدًا وَقِيَامًا. After mentioning about humility, then he mentioned about prayer. Those that spend their night in prostration, sujood and qiyam before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Another great quality, if we want to become true servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is the night prayer. To stand up in the night prayer when people are sleeping. That is the best training for us, because it shows that we have control over ourselves. That we are not just going there, sleeping the whole night, forgetting about everything. But my brothers and sisters, the true servant of the Most Merciful, stand up at night before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, weeping. They only look forward for the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And what is interesting, my brothers and sisters, the next verse that follow. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned some good qualities that these people are involved in. And then, الَّذِينَ يَقُولُونَ رَبَّنَا اصْرِفْ عَنَّا عَذَابَ جَهَنَّمْ. Look at these individuals. They are humble. They are standing before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yet, with all of that, the good that they are involved in, they are still begging Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to save them from hellfire. We ask ourselves the question, when last did we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to save us from hellfire? We should make it a practice upon ourselves to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala often to save us from hellfire. We should not feel that the good actions that we are doing, that it is enough. No, my brothers and sisters. Among these great qualities is that these individuals feel that their actions that they are doing is not enough to take them to paradise and to save them from hellfire. They need the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we all need it. And that is why we should always ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to save us from hellfire. Because it is indeed a bad, a horrible place to stay in. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had given us an example about an individual who had all the riches that you can think of on the face of this earth. All luxury. And he was destined to be among the people of hellfire. And on the day of judgment, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would give an order. And this individual would be dipped just for a moment in hellfire. And when he would return to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would ask him, Have there been any good days in your life? And he would say, no, my Lord. For just a moment, he forgot about all the luxury that he had. That is hellfire. So none of us wants to go there. And we pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us from hellfire. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned another qualities of these people. وَالَّذِينَ إِذَا أَنْفَقُوا لَمْ يُسْرِفُوا وَلَمْ يَقْتُرُوا وَكَانَ بَيْنَ ذَلِكَ قَوَامًا. Those people, when they spend, they are not extravagant, nor they are misers. But what they do, they choose a middle course. And that basically what Islam is all about. This middle course that we should have, it's not extreme on one side and our laziness the next extreme. We do not outdo. As Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tell us that if we fight too much, we will be outdoing ourselves. We will get weary and tired. Islam is not that. The middle course. And that is why when Salman radiallahu anhu went to visit Abu Darda, and he saw his wife there, and he asked, and he said that Abu Darda radiallahu anhu has no need for this world. He had given up this world. He fasted by day and he prayed by night. And when Abu Darda came home and Salman had a chat with him, food was prepared and he said that he is fasting. And Salman told him that he would not eat until he... So they had food together. And at night time he stand up to pray, and again Salman told him, no, you have to sleep. And he slept for some time, and then they wake up and pray. Then in the morning, Salman told him that your Lord has a right unto you. Your family has a right unto you. Your body has a right for you. فَأْتِ كُلَّ ذِي حَقٍ حَقًّا. So give each one its due. Abu Darda was offended. He went and he complained to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that Salman had spoken the truth. Each one has its right. On the other hand, my brothers and sisters, we should not just hope. We cannot just sit down and relax and no action. No, we have to strike a balance. Going back to spending, my brothers and sisters, we should not be wasters. Look at it today in our society. We reflect on our own lives. Many of us have come from places where we would not have enough to eat. We may not have enough to wear. But today, my brothers and sisters, we find that we are wasting so much. We find that we are inviting 10 and 15 people and we are catering for 30. What happened to all these food? We look back at what is happening to the Muslim world today. There is starvation. Yet we find it okay to waste. My brothers and sisters, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us, إِنَّ الْمُبَذِّرِينَ كَانُوا إِخْوَانَ الشَّيَاطِينَ وَكَانَ الشَّيْطَانُ لِرَبِّهِ كَفُورًا. That the wasters are the brothers of the devil. They are the brothers of the devils. None of us want to be classified with the devil. None of us wants. So my brothers and sisters, let us not waste our resources. Let us not waste what we have, because we'll be held accountable for it. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us, ثُمَّ لَتُسْأَلُنَّ يَوْمَيْثٍ عَنِ النَّعِيمِ. On the day of resurrection, when we will stand before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He would ask us about these bounties, about these favors that He had conferred upon us. So let us be careful. Let us be careful and don't waste it. On the other hand, my brothers and sisters, let us not be misers. Let us not withhold the necessity of lives from our families as some people are doing. Let us give them so that at least they can have a comfortable life. So my brothers and sisters, let us strike this balance. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala continue. والذين لا يدعون مع الله إلها آخر ولا يقتلون النفس التي حرم الله إلا بالحق ولا يزنون ومن يفعل ذلك يلقى عثاما. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned three qualities here. And sometimes we may ask ourselves the question, why did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mention about these ibad rahman that they are not involved in idol worshipping? They are not involved in killing innocent people. They are not involved in adultery and fornication, and he did not mention others. Because these were the things that were there in the Arab society, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala want to address it more because the people used to practice it more. But at the same time, my brothers and sisters, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned this, يَدْعُونَ رَبَّهُمْ وَالَّذِينَ لَا يَدْعُونَ مَعَ اللَّهِ إِلَهًا. He mentioned dua because, my brothers and sisters, there's a reason for that. Many Muslims today, we ask, and none of us, or most of us, would not stand up and worship an idol. But my brothers and sisters, they are people who call themselves Muslims. And they would call on the dead. They would call on the dead to help them. My brothers and sisters, this is shirk. So, a true servant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not call on anyone beside Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. My brothers and sisters, only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can help us in our situation. So we call on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Those who have died and gone, they're gone. Even Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam cannot help us directly if we make dua to him. And that is why he asked us to make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant him that position, the maqam, so that he can seek intercession for us. So we are still asking of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Those who do not kill a soul wrongfully, and those who do not commit fornication and adultery. My brothers and sisters, fornication and adultery is a very serious and severe matter, and we should be careful to those things that invites to it. Those things that invite to it, because once we start to take, we start to open that door, then it would be destruction. So let us be careful, because there are quite a bit of Muslims today who we will receive complaint to talk to them. So my brothers and sisters, let us be careful, because once Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was asked about the gravest sins, and he mentioned to associate partners with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he has created you. To kill your child, lest he share in your food. And to commit adultery with your neighbor's wife. So this is what Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam had mentioned about the gravest of sin. So let us abstain from those invitations that will lead, and those temptation that leads towards it, so that we can live a purer life. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say, وَمَنْ يَفْعَلْ ذَٰلِكَ يَلْقُ أَثَامًا يُضَاعَفْ لَهُ الْعَذَابُ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ وَيَخْلُدْ فِيهِ مُهَانًا. And whoever does these things, the three things that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned just before that, what would happen to them on the day of judgment, that the punishment would be multiplied. The punishment would be multiplied, and they would be cast in hellfire, disgraced. Disgraced. None of us here wants to feel insignificant on the face of this earth. Nobody. Nobody like to feel small, much less on the day of resurrection, when everybody would be there, from the first of the creation to the last would be there, and we'd be disgraced. Let us think back for a moment, that our actions here that we are doing, we will see it there. We're in front a larger crowd. So let us be careful and cautious. However, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, through His infinite mercy, He gives us hope. إِلَّا مَنْ تَابَ وَآمَنَ وَعَمِلَ عَمَلًا صَالِحًا فَأُولَٰئِكَ يُبَدِّلُ اللَّهُ سَيَّاتِمْ حَسَنَاتٍ. Except those who repent. Those who turn back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Those who seek forgiveness. وَآمَنَ وَعَمِلَ عَمَلًا صَالِحًا. There's conditions. They believe and they do righteous good deeds. For them, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will change their bad deeds into good ones. But my brothers and sisters, before we reach to that point, let us stop and reflect a little. Those of us who may be involved in some sort of evil, some sort of wrong, think about it. We look at the verse that is coming and we say, okay, after I'm done, I will wash my hands and I will seek forgiveness. But my brothers and sisters, who give us the guarantee of life, who tell us that we will live to see the next moment? Nobody gives us. What happens if we die committing this wrong, this sin that we are involved in? What we will go back and tell Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? So let us not wait, commit an action and then seek forgiveness. Let us not build on that hope, because nobody gives us that guarantee. What if we live to see beyond? How sure are we that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would accept our repentance? How sure are we that our repentance would be sincere? So my brothers and sisters, let us try to close that door. Let us keep it closed and not open towards sin. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala continues to tell us some of those great qualities. وَالَّذِينَ لَا يَشْهَدُونَ الزُّورَ وَإِذَا مَرُّوا بِاللَّغْوِ مَرُّوا كِرَامًا. Those who do not witness falsehood, nor give false testimony. They're not only involved, stay away from wrong and evil, but falsehood. False witnesses. Today we have that among many of us. We give false testimony, forgetting that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, once when he was climbing the member, he said, Ameen, Ameen, Ameen. And one of those, when he was asked, he said, Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam came and said, woe to the one who gave false testimony. So we do not want to be among those people. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us, وَالَّذِينَ إِذَا ذُكِّرُوا بِآيَاتِ رَبِّهِمْ لَمْ يَخِرُوا عَلَيْهَا سُمَّا وَعُمْيَانَ. Those who, when they are reminded about the signs, about the verses of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, their Lord, they do not cast deaf ears to it, or dumbness. These people, they listen. They listen and they obey. Sam'an wa ta'atan. They hear and they obey. And that is the qualities that we need in our lives. Yet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us another great quality of these people. And again I would ask myself anew, let us utilize this secret weapon that we have. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say, those who would ask Him, والذين يقولون ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين وجعلنا للمتقين إماما. Those who ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for their spouses and their children, they do not ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for themselves alone, but for their spouses and their children. What do they ask for? For the joy of their eyes. The joy of their eyes. So when they look at their children, they should feel pleased that this is an individual that I have brought up. This is the individual, this is how I want my son or my daughter to be. Not when we look at them, we have regrets. With our hard work and our hard actions, we need the dua of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So let us utilize this weapon, dua. Let us ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make our families, our children, the joy of our eyes. So that inshallah, we will feel happy when we look at our children. And remember Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told us that among the actions that does not cease when an individual die is living pious. He mentioned pious, waladun salih, a pious child that would make dua after your death. So we all wish for that. But my brothers and sisters, if we do not groom, if we do not guide, if we do not nurture our children when they are small and give them that good guidance, make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we cannot expect miracles at the end. So we need to start when they are young, so inshallah they would grow to become good Muslim men and women of tomorrow. وَقُولِ كَوْلِ هَذَا وَاسْتَكْفِرْ مِنْ كُلِ ذَنْبٍ فَاسْتَكْفِرْ إِنَّهُ غَفُورٌ رَحِيمٌ. الحمد لله الذي هدانا للإسلام وعلمنا الحكمة والإيمان وأصلي وسلم على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين نبينا محمد بن عبد الله ورسوله وبعد. الله سبحانه وتعالى after mentioning about these qualities, these great and noble qualities of the Ibad al-Rahman, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala seal it with أُولَٰئِكَ يُجْزَوْنَ الْغُرْفَةَ بِمَا صَبَرُوا. Those are the people who would be in elevated rooms. They would have an elevated status in paradise. That is their reward. For what? Because they were patient. Another quality that these people had, patience. We cannot achieve anything. We cannot achieve anything in this world without patience. So we need patience for everything. Nothing comes easy in this worldly life or for the hereafter. So, my brothers and sisters, let us work hard so that inshallah we can enjoy the paradise that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has prepared. Let us work for our hereafter. Remember, this life here is a temporary one. It's a short one, it's not everlasting. The hereafter is the everlasting life. So that inshallah we can reach peace. We can reach peace, the greeting of peace, when we go back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept us into His paradise. يقول ربنا جل وعلا في محكم التنزيل إن الله ملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. ويقول رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم من صلى علي صلاة واحدة صلى الله بعشرة. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك وانعم على عبدك رسولك محمد وعلى الخلفاء الراشدين المهديين من بعده أبي بكر وعمر وعثمان وعلي وسائر أصحابه يا رب العالمين. اللهم اهدنا فيمن هديت وعافنا فيمن عافيت وتولنا فيمن توليت وبارك لنا فيما أعطيت وقنا واصرف عنا برحمتك شر ما قضيت فإنك تقضي ولا يقضى عليك ولا يذل من واليت ولا يعز من عاديت تباركت ربنا وتعاليت. اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين وأذل الشرك والمشركين يا رب العالمين. اللهم آت نفوسنا تقواها وزكيها أنت خير من زكاها أنت ولي مولاها يا رب العالمين. عباد الله, إن الله يأمر بالعدل وإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. اذكروا كثيرا يذكركم ولذكر الله أكبر لو كانوا تسمعون.